Everyone, so excited to have you on our call today, and we're going to go through some nuts and bolts, just the basic fundamentals. And I believe if you were going into a bank and you had some thoughts of getting a business loan, probably the first thing that they would want to see is, do you have a business plan? And every successful business has a plan and a system, and it's really exciting that's what makes Nikien Go, as well as our amazing products and just the passion and heart. But now a track to run on would be really neat. And Ben Woodward, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, thank you. As we start to talk about it, I've got to share a comment my wife made to me this week. Of course, I've been working from home these last couple of weeks, as everyone knows. And my wife commented the other day about just how much talking I do all day. because I'm on the phone most of the time with prospects or with consultants, with mentors or mentees, I should say, and conference calls. And she said, how on earth do you speak all day and sound so motivated all the time? She said, I just couldn't do that. But I can do it because I really love what we're doing here with Nikien. And I guess to kick us off on that point, I've got to begin by saying a huge congratulations to everyone. I'm a little frustrated that I had to start February 1st because in the month of January, as a result of that 40% discount that we offered for brand new customers who placed their first their first order as a registered customer, we saw an increase. I was chatting to Kurt Foley the other day, and he said, we brought in the month of January the same volume of customers, new customers, again, that were placing orders, as we did from 2015, from July through to December. Isn't that incredible? From July through to December, we brought in that same volume in the month of January. That's massive. Now, the critical point in that,
I gotta say, that's just scary good. In fact, there were some Hawaiians that were out there selling hundreds of waterfalls, and they didn't share enough with us to go share.
yeah, they stocked us out pretty quick. But what's critical here is I've got to emphasize, you referenced, Dave, the strategy, you know, and having a plan. Let me just reiterate this part of the plan, because it's really important for February, March, April, and so on for everyone on the call today. If you took part, and I would imagine that you did, because, like I said, the number of new customers that came in was just ridiculously wonderful. If you participated in that, I want to remind you of the intent behind that special offer. That 40% discount to attract new customers was not designed be a money-making or profit-generating activity for January. What I mean by that is the formula that we used, recognizing the value of our products and how when people buy our product and use our product, that they typically have a very wonderful experience and want to keep buying, is that the model that we used, or the formula that we used, was this. The cost of acquisition over the lifetime value of a customer, meaning the objective wasn't to get them into place one order only. The objective was to expose as many people as we could to the Nikien products so that they would want to keep on shopping with us month after month after month. You will note that after that promotion, we have, of course, the 25% discount for registered customers on autoship for their consumables. The purpose of that is to link the 40% discount together so that we attract as many people in as we can with that discount. We did tremendously well with that, so that showed that it worked. The next thing for us to do, and this is February's critical activity, I believe, is for us to go back to all of these customers and let them know of the great value they can get if they register onto AutoShip. We've deliberately made it available now so that they can place their own AutoShip orders, change their own AutoShip orders, track their orders online, and so on. to facilitate this benefit to the customer. So I would encourage everyone to recognize that the profit and the return that comes from that wonderful activity in January isn't immediately realized in January, it's realized over the lifetime value of a customer. I use the example of McDonald's, who calculated, now, you know, we might not use McDonald's all that much, the likes of us, but if we look at the average order of a McDonald's customer, I would expect it may be around, I don't know, $4 or something like that, $3, $4, $5. It's not a lot, but the average lifetime value of a McDonald's customer to McDonald's is about $11,000. That's huge. Because they know they keep on coming back. So what people can recognize as what businesses recognize is, if I know I've got a lifetime value where they're going to be placing orders with me for maybe 2-3 years or maybe longer, then I can be willing to invest a little bit of money up front to attract them in, because I know I'm going to get all that money back over the next few years and more some, as a result of that process. So Nikan has done the same thing. We said, we know they don't come in and place one order. They used to with the old pricing, but we saw that most distributors joined for the product, but we also knew that, of course, that was because they were, in fact, customers. So we know really that the customers that we bring in do place orders multiple times. So this exposure to 6 months' worth of registered customers in a single month, we've got to maximize our return on that by getting as many people signed up as possible and getting those follow-up orders in. We've given you a great task, but I know that you're up for it. And if we can convert as many of these to AutoShip customers, then you'll start to see the real fruits of that labor coming in, and your checks can grow month after month after month with this.
Would it be a good idea to maybe go down and get a pack of thank you cards and maybe samples?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really good point. It really comes down to now some of the personal touches that we want to put in to our customer service. Recognize that our customers are fundamental to our business. And there are some great success stories coming out here already. I heard a success story just yesterday from Michelle Martin in Florida, who signed a person up in January. And that person that joined in January, I think they're maybe an executive or a senior, perhaps. I'm not sure how far. I don't think they made it to executive, sorry, but they were still brand new in the business, not quite doing the volume to rank it fast. To a new level, but they made $1,200 in their first month. And this is just fantastic. How many times? Yeah, I had Michelle again up in Canada who had a similar experience of getting some of the best checks. And she's actually been with us for over 10 years. She's a silver, anxious to grow her business and do well, and now she's making over $1,000 a month in her business as a result of this focus. So we're really starting to get these good results, but the great focus has to be on do that customer follow-up and to encourage them, persuade them, thank them. I think the best way to move them forward is if we just love them into AutoShip, we love them into their next order, we support them every step of the way and give them the service that they deserve. So that's kind of the first thing that I think is important to emphasize. The next thing is, Dave, you mentioned, what is the track we run on to really help our businesses get started and to move forward? And I think January certainly gave a lot of people some good track to run on. But what I would emphasize is the incentives that we put in place, the business incentives, really form the foundation of emphasis for those that want to grow their businesses profitably. So I want to touch on three business incentives that we've got in place this year as a starting point for growing your business. And I want to show you how they build upon each other organically, naturally, and how we can go at a pace that's comfortable for us. So if you're wanting to get your checks up, you'll also recognize, of course, that speed and pace play a critical part in this journey too. So I began by emphasizing, of course, the role of the customer. We've had great experience in January. We brought in 6 months worth of new customers in a single month. Now we want to make sure we convert them to auto-ship customers, because then you get that volume coming through each and every month. With the retail profit coming on, in on top of that, would just be tremendous. So the first point just to follow on from that is our Neekin Reward Points program. The Neekin Reward Points program, if you're less familiar with it or unfamiliar with it, is designed to reward you in an increasing scale of return or reward for retailing products to customers. So we talked about quality enrollments a lot last year, and that still remains an important foundational cornerstone of our business, I believe. That 500 points of retail sales each and every month is something that we need to make sure that we achieve. It's important for Team Kaizen. It's important for building and shifting the culture of our business. So if you do 500 points of retail sales, Neekin will give you 25 Neekin reward points. If you do 1,000 retail sales, 1,000 points in retail sales, then they'll give you 100 points, not 50, 100 points of Neekin reward points, $100 there. If you do 1,500 points of retail sales, then you'll get 225 Neekin reward dollars. That's a huge amount, especially when you put it in the context of the new product prices. You could get a waterfall for that. You could do a lot of good with 225 Neekin reward points. Now, the value of this isn't just in the doing the 1,500 points. I think a lot of us immediately go to, I would have to do a lot of activity to get my 1,500 points. But if you build it up over time, for example, so that you've got all of your customers, or you've got 1,500 points worth of auto-ship customer volume, can you imagine that? Getting $225 worth of Neekin reward points every single month because of your focus on auto-ship with your customers, because you've got customers coming in and buying from you month after month, where you just have to do those thank you cards and the follow-up and a little bit of TLC and a little bit of kindness with your customers, and you've got that order coming through every month, giving you $225 worth of free product, plus, of course, you'd be getting well over, comfortably over $300 worth of retail commissions on top of that. That gives you a really good foundation. This is an important point to emphasize, I believe, because it helps us to establish a strong focus on retail. Now, I'm not suggesting that retail is all we do. The real secret weapon that we have is the combination effect of retail coupled with recruitment. This is where the power kicks in, because most network marketing companies don't have legitimate retail experience or opportunity that they can offer people. Typically, their products are very limited in their portfolio. They might be very overpriced. We were well priced to begin with. We didn't change the prices because we were overpriced. We changed the prices to give a very compelling reason to purchase for customers and to give you an extra leg up and be able to reach out there so that we could shift the culture more into the customer focus. And I think we've done that very successfully with this change in price. So we've got a great opportunity there in getting the focus of our culture on everyone doing at least 1,500 points. We've put a reward mechanism in there deliberately, because in the world of network marketing that I've learned, what you want repeated, you have to recognize. So whatever behavior you want repeated in your business, we need to make sure that we recognize and celebrate it. So the first thing to recognize is 1,500 points worth of retail activity gives a fantastic reward for your consultants. One for you, of course, as well. But can you imagine, Dave, I'm going to ask you this question. If the average consultant spends around 100 to 120 points worth of product in a month, can you imagine what would happen to your check, Dave, recognizing that you've got pretty much everyone in Neekin in your downline, if every active consultant generated 1,500 points of retail, and that was on auto-ship. Can you imagine if it moved to auto-ship? What would that do to your business, Dave?
that's crossed my mind quite a few times, and it's quite an exciting thought. And it depends on all of us. And I always share the story when I first got into the business that I found a way to double my business. In fact, in the course of one day, I doubled my organization. I sponsored my first person. and you think about that kind of math, but then you scale it up to where you have an organization. And then all of a sudden, everybody's doing something new with this new culture. It really is attainable. This could actually happen. And it's very, very exciting. No matter where you are on this position, you can make this move and make this happen. So it's just so powerful.
And the great thing about it is we're getting so many testimonials coming through right now of people that are senior executives, silver, that are out there going, wow, I'm making more money now than I ever have before. Or they're coming in brand new going, this is great. Look at all this money that I'm making. And when you've got the people at that level starting to make money so much more than what they did before, then, I mean, because the reality is, everyone, that's 80% of your organization right there. If 80% of your organization is suddenly finding they're having that experience, what do you think that will do for your business if you're at a higher rank? But, you know, the potential there, like you said, for every level in the business suddenly becomes profoundly attractive. So we cannot emphasize enough the critical starting point for all of us has to be to create a culture in our own team of encouraging everyone to do 1,500 points of retail each and every month. And again, immediate rewards and mechanisms in place for recognition there to begin with. Right out the gate, legitimate, real money in their pocket for retail commissions, hundreds of dollars worth of free product as well. The great thing is, as we move to the next level now, we create a culture where, for the vast majority, the thing that they can manage, the thing that they can achieve, the 80% of the business can go out there, make money, get free products, get some recognition, feel like they're achieving and have a good experience. The next level, of course, is if you're wanting to build your organization and grow it, how do I do that? The great thing is there is a very fluid step from the Niken reward points to the next program, which is the Business 21 Club. The 21 Club, for those of you on the call today that are brand new, the Business 21 Club helps you to get two things in place with speed. I mentioned the importance of pace. If you're cooking your dinner and you're wanting to roast the chicken, for example, if you put the oven on to 200 degrees Fahrenheit, it's going to take a long time to cook your dinner. And if you've got your roast potatoes in there, if you're British, they're not going to cook very well at all. At that temperature, you might have all the right ingredients. You might have them all together at the right time. You might have all of the right tools in place to cook your dinner. But if it's not at the right temperature, it's just not going to work out for you. And it's the same thing with your business. We've got to get the right speed of behavior and activity in order to make sure we get the right results. Otherwise, we can trickle people into the business. But that with the natural law of attrition that is in every organization, some people might find that they're people coming out at the same pace as they're coming in. And thus you're treading water and going nowhere. We've got to make sure that we accelerate the incoming so that it's moving at a faster pace than the outgoing. Every business has that attrition factor to consider. Otherwise you wouldn't see the mega brands continually advertising on television or online, because otherwise they wouldn't need to, because all of their customers would be sticking around and it would just be growth on growth on growth. It doesn't happen that way in any environment. So we've got to have a right pace. The Business 21 Club assists us to do the right activities, and it does two things. It helps us to develop structure, and it helps us to develop volume. In the Niken compensation plan, you need both structure and volume in order to be paid the maximum amount of commissions. And that's just the nature of a compensation plan and network marketing. So the 21 Club means you need to get 3 quality enrollments and generate 6,000 points worth of volume within a 1-month period. that 1 month can be, it isn't a calendar month, it's from whenever you start, because you submit that, we manually track this for your reference. Again, you get $250 for the A and for the B. The 21 comes from the 21 presentations that are done in an ABC format. But that is critical because that shows you the amount of activity required, and it gives you the time frame that it needs to be done in order to get the results of the three quality enrollments and the 6,000 points of volume. Now, here's the neat thing. If you do 1,500 points worth of retail volume, and then you find three people that do 1,500 points, meaning that you're teaching that culture, as we talked about before, to your three quality enrollments, then what you find is you've got your 6,000 points in volume. If you do that twice, you then become a silver, which is fantastic. You've got the 12,000 points, and you have, if you kept on working with your three quality enrollments, there would be three seniors right there, which is great. If you helped your three people to do the same, and then you did that in your third month, helping them to do their 21 clubs as well, then you'd be a gold. And that leads us on to the next incentive, which is the Paragon Award. And if you achieve the Paragon Award by creating gold volume, creating three silvers, and doing the 30,000 points in volume there. But what you'd see would happen as a consequence of that, one, you'd have all that 21 club bonus checks coming through. Think of all of that month after month free product that you're getting. Think of all of the retail commissions. Think of the personal group overrides. Now, of course, you're getting your leadership bonus as well. As a Paragon winner there, you'd also be getting an extra $1,000 cash. Or a very big flat screen TV, whichever one you choose to enjoy. Plus, you'd be in qualification for the lifestyle bonus, which is fantastic. In addition to that, having created your three silvers, you would also be in qualification for Team Kaizen, which is tremendous. And then you'd be in, of course, that would mean if you maintained your qualification throughout the year, with your 500 points of volume, which you'd be well on track with doing if you've got that culture of 1,500, then you're also going to be enjoying a free luxury retreat with the Team Kaizen winners and all of that recognition that comes with it. So you can see there that the simplicity, and of course simple isn't easy, but the simplicity of the process, we start out by focusing on customer acquisition. We want to encourage everyone to get 1,500 points of retail activity. We drive that into our culture because it helps people get money in their pockets straight away. It helps us to reach out to more people, of course, and make a difference with our products in a way that is really what Beacon is designed to do. We get you free products so that you can get all of your products for free or use it for incentives to get new customers or to get new business partners or to demonstrate or to incentivize with, however you choose to use that. But it creates that culture, and then if you want to duplicate and build your business, you plug that behavior into a 21 club environment, get three other people to do the same, and then you've got your 21 club accomplished. Help those three to do it again yourself, you become a silver, do it again your third month, you're then a gold, you've now got the Paragon Award, and of course, I'm teaching the example that is the ideal scenario. Many people won't do that in a 3 month period, but if we work at it, if we practice, then we will find that we'll start to move in that direction, and see the results come in over time. Remember that practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. We can practice some wonderfully bad habits, and that won't make us perfect in that skill at all. It'll lean us the other direction. But if we can practice doing the 1,500 points, if we can practice doing 21 clubs and those ABCs, if we can practice helping others to do that, where we are both the A and the B with different people there, or the B for ourselves, the A with others, then we'll start to find that over time, we'll start to perfect that skill and we'll move forward and get those rewards. But the great thing is, in the process of practice in this space, we still make money, we still grow our teams,
we still improve performance, we still move forward, we still get some success. And isn't that wonderful that we can do that here in Nikken, that we can grow and prosper in the process of practice? I love that. I love that. So that really, to me, is the fundamental way for us to get started. But critically, as I've been going through my mentoring calls this week, one thing is critical for me to emphasize. None of this will ever begin for us if we are not growing our contact list every day. We need to have our contact list on us at all times. For most of us, that's probably our cell phone, because we've got hundreds of contacts right there in our phone now. We don't need to write out 100 names list, perhaps, with the same kind of approach that we did maybe years ago. So we still need to have an identifiable, focused list of contacts. I would encourage everyone, what is my call to action this morning? It's kind of twofold. One is to go back to all of your customers that you brought in January and invite them to participate with the AutoShip program to enjoy continuing benefits and value in their product purchasing. That's going to ensure that you get the profitability month after month after month with the acquisition campaign that we had last month. So that's invitation number one. Invitation number two is to keep building your contact list every single day. We've got to be adding new names, because if we aren't doing that, then we're not going to be able to go out there and do the presentations, do the 21 clubs, get the new customers. No matter how wonderful I am at presenting, if I can't talk to new people or add new people to my list, then that presentation skill is redundant. If I'm great at closing, but I don't know how to get new people into my list and talk to them at the beginning process, if step one can't be done, then no matter how great I am at closing, it's irrelevant. If I'm great at motivating people, but I can't get people on my list, it's not going to make a difference. It all comes down to this critical skill to start us off. Add as many names to your list as you can, and contact as many people as you can throughout the week so that we can convert them to presentations, and those presentations can convert to purchasing registered customers or new business partners where we can go out there and team up and support them and work together with them. But it's all begins there. Adding names to your contact list, setting appointments, and delivering presentations. Those three things are fundamental to our success. Names to our contact list, setting appointments, and conducting presentations. The more of those three things we do, however way, shape, or form we can get them delivered, it then becomes a conversion rate that we need to adapt and to modify and work on and improve. But that's what it comes down to. I'm pleased to say, in conclusion, that I'm hoping today we can get the schedule out that I've been talking about amongst some of our leaders, where we can announce a schedule of weekly activities so that as each of us talk to new people, add people to our list, invite them to hear a presentation, that we'll have a schedule of presentations starting next week that we can have you plug people into so that we can do the things that matter most, which is go out there and talk to people and invite them to listen to presentations, then funnel them into this weekly schedule of calls where at different times of the day, morning, afternoon, and evening, there will be different calls available for you to plug into that you can bring prospects, guests, team members to, that will introduce, that will be product introduction calls, that will be business introduction calls, that will be product training calls, there will be how to attract or how to build your contact list calls, how to build your team, how to get aligned and enjoy the rhythm of the business, how to lead, how to mentor. All of these calls are going to be plugged in into a weekly schedule for you to enjoy. And this means we can do those critical things with the vast majority of our time. Add names to our list, invite them to hear a presentation, and then plug them into the presentation and do the follow-up. That will see significant growth, I think, for all of us. So I'm going to pass the time back to Dave, but there are my two commitments for you, my two invitations, I should say. Follow up with the existing customers, and add names, as many names as we can to our list each and every day, and invite them to hear presentations. Everything else will flow out from there. I promise you that. And with that outflow will be greater results. So thank you very much, and back over to you, Dave.
Ben, thank you so much. I love this because each individual component is just simple, easy, fun. And one of my favorite thoughts is the idea that is just identify the basic strategies that you need, and it's like a recipe. You get these strategies, mix them, and then do them, and success is very predictable. It does leave clues, and I'm glad you emphasized a list, because that's what this is. The business is all about your ability to put people on the list and call them, contact them, invite them, and the calls, that can be the first approach. I think a fundamental thing, just a thing to put on your notes, you probably already know this, the fortune is in the follow-up. In all sales, including NECAN, it's developing rapport, and it's getting back with them again and again. And they'll typically, in any business, including NECAN, it's the fourth or fifth or sixth individual follow-up before they actually make the right decision, according to us, of course. And that's to engage in NECAN in some way, to buy product or whatever. And so it's just getting back with good people. And I just look at this moment right now, the product, it really is unsurpassed. There's nothing that's better. We can always be prepared if we're wearing the insoles, if we've got a bracelet on. It's real easy to have a Magdula when you're in your pocket or purse. It's so easy to start a conversation. Hey, let me show you something and do some demonstration, follow up. It's real easy to text somebody and say, hey, I wanted to share something with you. Can we get together next week? And then just let them see the product. And you look at the history of NECAN. I think about this over and over again, that when people are gathered together and we're learning at an event or something, so often the person on the stage asks the question of the audience, was your initial contact or your initial approach with NECAN the opportunity or the product? And invariably, 90% of the people, their entrance to NECAN was the product. And so this is just a natural flow. I'd like also just say that along that line, that your best business prospects will come from your customers. And so it just is a natural, organic idea right here. The thought that you lead with a business or you lead with a product, I think right now we can say we're leading with common sense. And if you have the goal to do 1,500, I believe that will just automatically happen as soon as you can gather 20 customers. I'd like to just add that as a goal. If you get 20 customers, just the numbers and what people typically will purchase, you'll shoot past the 1,500. And, oh, my goodness, that's just so exciting. And then just do that, and then teach three to reach three. And if you have 20 customers, Ben, how many people do you think would come out of that would want to build a business? At least three, wouldn't you think?
Oh, easily. And it's critical to emphasize. We've got three core pools of groups in our business. You've got your leadership group, which is the silver and above volume. That's your breakaway volume. That's your leadership bonus right there. Then you've got your personal group where so your leadership group you get your 6% on. You've got your personal group where you get your 20% overrides. And you've got your personal group, your personal volume, which is your retail customers, where you get the 25% profit. But your personal group should be migrating from your personal group into your breakaway volume, into your leadership pool. That's where that leadership group comes from in the first place. So it makes sense that if the personal group moves upwards into the leadership pool, then your customers should, a portion of them, move up into your personal group. It kind of flows in that upwards direction, doesn't it? So the more customers we bring in, then absolutely that becomes a very healthy, natural, and organic way to find new business partners based on their performance and their interest to move into your personal group. And then, same again, as we work with our personal group, we find people there that want to move up into the leadership group, and we work to move them up. So it's really a natural flow that has been in place in the compensation plan 4 years. So that's the way to do it.
Oh, it's powerful. Nikan, we've got the most powerful, wonderful front end of any opportunity, I believe, because it's powered by our product. And the product is priced right, and it's priced for profit, so you can make retail. And so this powerful front end where we're gathering customers that love our product and will buy it again and again if we, as you mentioned, Ben, just love on them, follow up, appreciate them, and let them know about these products, and a lot of them will just naturally upgrade and move along. So we take care of the front end. Everything else will just naturally flow along. With the mantra, teach three to reach three, everybody do 1500. And the 1500, oh my goodness, you know, if you don't do it your first month, you know, just you think of something so believable and doable as gather one new customer a week. Well, how long would that take you to gather 20 customers? Well, oh my goodness, it could happen pretty darn quick. And of course, you can do more than that, but I think if you just gathered one a week, in a year, you'd have 50 customers. I think in my mind, boy, if you got enough sense to find the numbers to get on this call, learn just some basic steps. I believe very realistically anybody could have a business creating a positive cash flow of $1,000 a month within a year, maybe within a month, somewhere along in there. If you have a love for these products, a love for people, a reasonable work ethic, a halfway decent personality, this is for you.
Exactly.
I'll give you the final thought, man.
Yeah, no, I'm just so thrilled. You know, as I've jumped into the field here, I just want you to know just how much fun I'm having. I really feel a sense of family and belonging here, which just warms my heart so much. I just want to say thank you to everyone that's accepted me moving into the field the way that you have. It's been overwhelming. The positive wishes, the well wishes, the support, the encouragement, the excitement that it's generated. There is such a good feeling in the field right now that I just get, it just resonates with me each and every day in all the conversations and the talks that I'm having with people. There's just a great energy here, and the best way to make the most of the opportunity is just simply to open our mouths. Don't get too caught up, for those of you that are nervous, in trying to get all the words right. We don't need to worry about that. I have found that when we have sincerity, love, desire, and good intentions with what we're striving to do, that those attributes, those personal qualities, will always make up for any failing that we may have in the choice of words that we use. So if you're struggling to know what exactly to say, don't worry too much about it. Just let people know, hey, you know, maybe I'm new at this, or I've been doing this for a while, but you know, I'm not always comfortable in doing this particular part, but I just love the product. I love what we're doing here. I think the prices are great. I'd love you to have a look at it. If you can overlook my words and just have a look at the product, I would appreciate that. People are so accommodating and so supportive when they know that you're sincere and genuine and trying to do the good thing. So let your desires, let your heart show. Let what's good in you and all of that good intent and aspiration and hope, let all of that shine through, and don't get too concerned about the words, because everything else will follow. I'm confident of that. So I want you to know I love you. Really grateful to be a part of the team. Let's go out there, add names to our list, open our mouths, let the words come out, and let people just have a great experience. So thank you all very much, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Ben, and all of you on the call. Talk to people. You can make a difference in life of someone else. Let's have that as our charge. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thanks again, everybody.